Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right. Incredible. We just had the CEO of Trinovate Ventures. This is the person at the investment subsidiary of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. Later on in the show, we're going to have Rochelle Pierce, the multilingual, multicultural graphic design expert for many technology companies. Reach her at tryuscreative.com. That's T-R-U-S creative.com. And we'll be ending the show later on. Are you ready for this? For the co-founder of Oculus VR, who sold his company to Facebook for, well, only $2 billion. But guess where everyone in the world, including me, goes each year to see the latest technology products and services that exist? Well, they go to the CES show. That's Consumer Electronics Show. Our next hero has the best job in the world, I think, and many others, as he is the president and CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, the U.S. Trade Association, representing more than 2,200 consumer technology companies, which owns and produces the CES. That's right. And that is Gary Shapiro, that can be reached at ces.tech. Gary, you've seen more items in the electronic industry than anyone on earth has. What's been one or two things that shocked or surprised you the most?
Thank you, David. It's such an honor to be on your program discussing my favorite subject, which is innovation and how it's changing the world through all this great technology. Shocked? I am not shocked by anything except perhaps a taser, and I missed that one. But delighted? Absolutely. I am a big fan of 4K Ultra HD because the pictures are just amazing. It makes me feel there. And when it has good audio sound, you are immersed in the experience. But honestly, the device that's changed my life more than anything else are navigational devices, because I always get lost. And whether they're in my car or on my phone, they make such a difference.
Now, how many people show up to the Consumer Electronics Show, would you say, on average each year?
Well, you know, it's called CES, but it doesn't allow consumers in. We only allow business people connected to the technology world and media like yourself. We get over 150,000 people. It's the largest event in the United States, if not the world, of a business nature. And we get almost 4,000 exhibitors. It's an over 2.5 million net square feet of exhibit space. It takes several buildings. We use everything we could find in Las Vegas, and it's a phenomenal event.
Gary, I just got one complaint when I go. I get lost in there. I can't find the way out. There are so many electronics, I don't want to ever leave. You've been.
Well, and that's why we have a separate new feature for you that allows you to get around easier, because we put all these little things around our show which allow you to use our special app and get around. But, of course, the exhibits are compelling, because what they are, companies can show themselves to people, important people like yourselves, and you get in 1 second, you get an instantaneous gut reaction, plus you see their products. And they range from the largest companies like Intel and Qualcomm and Sony and Samsung to the smallest. But we run the show for anyone with an idea to be able to expose it to literally tens of thousands of potential investors, buyers, media, partners, retailers. And what that is it means we have a special area of the show for startups. We have 600 companies in what we call Eureka Park, and these are inventors. And it's curated, and there's a waiting list to get in. But, boy, that is the hottest area of the show, because even these smallest companies, even this person doing something in their garage, have the opportunity to make a difference and make a fortune.
And I got to tell you, that's probably my favorite area, is that startup area, which is so incredible, and so many companies as far as the eye could see in every single direction. Now, Gary, you've been president for 25 years, but yet you originally studied law. So why did you choose to go down a different career path and make it to president of CTA that puts on the Consumer Electronics Show?
Well, first, I'm lucky, but I also just started out working as a young kid, doing everything from factory work to newspapers to being a dishwasher, a busboy, a waiter. In college, I was a house manager, and I lucked into a job on Capitol Hill when I went to law school, and I ended up at a law firm, and this association was a client. And the first time I attended this incredible, live, interactive, five-sense, exciting event, competitor next to competitor, like the marketplaces of thousands of years ago, and I realized this is what I wanted to do for my career, because it combines everything I love together. It's the excitement of competition, the thrill of innovation, and frankly, it's bettering human society, because the things you're seeing at that show are making a huge difference in people's health care. We have a new area focused just on sleep. We have so many things that are even affecting food production, agriculture, and clean water and clean air. And the problems we're talking about today are being solved by these incredible devices. And it all comes down to the fact that the smartphones are so ubiquitous out there, and they use these sensing devices that are now being hooked up by creative people, creating things, something called the Internet of Things, and they're being used for everything leading up to it. Cars with that are self-driving or active collision avoidance, and also things in our home which let us know if our elderly parents are not getting up or not walking, or our babies are having a problem. So all these things are coming together and put together by innovators and entrepreneurs, and they're changing our lives for the better.
I love it. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. And also, we've got Gary Shapiro, the president of the Consumer Technology Association, that puts on the CES.tech event. So you can go to CES.tech. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, Gary, my son, also me, thinks and knows you do have the coolest job in the world, but, he thinks you get to play with the latest video games and gadgets every day. Now, I want to live vicariously through you, so tell me, what's kind of maybe, is there a typical day that exists or may not exist, something that you do each day? Like, what's your role every day when the Consumer Electronics Show isn't going on?
You know, I'm so tempted to tell you that I have all this time to use all this stuff, but the truth is I really don't. I certainly am using tablets and smartphones and computers, and I love Ultra HD 4K, but I am mostly in hotel rooms and on the air around the world. So I hate to disabuse you of the notion, but I get to see a lot of the cool stuff in companies around the world. I go to innovation labs and startups all the time, and accelerators and incubators. I meet with companies and CEOs, but a lot of it is dealing with their biggest issues and challenges with policies that may thwart innovation, or challenges that they face as business people, or actually trends that we're looking at the future and we're trying to make way for, like all these disruptive innovations like Airbnb or Uber and Lyft or Pandora. Our new chairman is head of Boingo. There's issues that companies face as they introduce new technologies, and a lot of it is they're dealing with old technology companies that don't want them there.
Right.
And so what we try to do is make sure that we keep the American dream, we keep the possibility that, that someone with an idea can reach a population without government stepping in the way and taking it out and protecting old businesses. And that's a lot of disruption. And right now, disruption is considered a good word, but we have to make sure that we're fighting for the fact that innovation is a way of American life and we lead the world in it.
And you have a huge responsibility leading that. Too many, I've got to tell you, too, going to the CES show is like experiencing the World's Fair. And as I mentioned, too, my favorite area is the startup section. What kind of unique qualities do you think that children can learn to be able to someday have the opportunity to have a booth at the CES show to get exposure to the world?
That is my favorite subject. We are blessed in the United States because we are taught to be innovative by our culture. We came here, most of us descended from people who wanted a better life. They risked everything. They came here poor. And we are a diverse country with different points of view. We could disagree with each other. That is a huge asset. We're taught from a young age that you should take risks and you'll be rewarded. We have lemonade stands and newspaper routes. We're taught in our schools to question why or why not. We don't get the highest test scores in memorization the way other countries do. That doesn't concern me that much, because we are are so innovative, so creative. The only country that comes close on a per capita basis is Israel and maybe Canada. But they're all like us, incredibly diverse countries. They face, Israel faces external threats. We're taking a risk with a product isn't a big a deal as living their lives. And here, boy, that is our culture. That's why the Chinese send 300,000 students a year here, because they want to learn not only our subjects and the latest in technology, but how to be innovative. So recognize and respect and appreciate culture. Be a ninja is what I teach my kids, and I spread the word, is come up with solutions to problems that aren't either or. Come up with a new solution. Take some risks. Fail. And every time you fail, it hurts. But, you know, it is a phenomenal education, and we're the only country in the world where failure is considered education in business. In Europe, in Asia, if you fail, that's the end of your career. Here it's the beginning. When we hire people, if we know they failed, that is considered as good as a college degree. So I love our culture, and we should celebrate that and acknowledge it and build on it.
Gary, you're incredible. You set the pace for technology, not just the world, but the global stage. You make sure that innovation is fostered, and you keep technology safe for everyone. You sit on a number of advisory committees. I know you testify before Congress. You're a hero, Gary Shapiro, president of the CTA, who puts on the Consumer Electronics Show. And when we return, we're going to have the multilingual, multicultural graphic design expert for technology companies, Rochelle Pierce, with TriusCreative.com. That's TRIUS Creative.com. This is David Kogan with Eliances.